परिपराजकाचार्योस्तर सदस्यमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरसिं गोस्वामी को बात दी जाए अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जाए नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जाए प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त ने जाए श्री राधा कृष्ण को गोपनाथ शाम सुंद राधा कुंड गिरोधन की जाए वृंदावन धाम की जाए नवद्वीप धाम की जाए गंगा माई की जाए यमुना माई की जाए तुलसी देवी की जाए भक्ति देवी की जाए शाम तो भक्ति मिलने की जाए और गौरी सुजयसुमंद और गौरी सुजयसुमंद और गौरी सुजयसुमंद थैंक यू वेरी मच
Yeah. the wayside chapel, of course, is the home of world religion, and as a matter of fact, in 2 weeks, a privileged time, the city here at East will conduct their major festival here at the feast in this very theatre, and everybody is invited to share with the Sikh community on that particular part of our programme. Therefore, it's perfectly natural there for this evening that we should have in our presence such a renowned world leader of the religious movement, which we've watched with great interest from the Wayside Chapel, and we're very honoured that the Swami should be in our presence this evening, and in a few moments' time we're going to invite him to speak just as long as he wishes to speak to the whole community of his presence, and after that, as usual, in connection with our family and their meetings here on Wednesday night, there'll be ample opportunity for questions and discussion. I think nothing more needs to be said except to say that we want you to feel very much at home. Everybody here is anxious to hear what you have to say. The Wayside Chapel originally began.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to place before you our views on Sankirtan movement all over the world. This Sankirtan movement, don't take it as a religious movement. As you generally understand, in the Western countries, the word religion is used as a kind of faith. Faith you can change. Today you are Christian, tomorrow you can become Hindu. But religion cannot be changed. What we mean by the exact word, Sanskrit word, corresponding to religion, is dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A. That dharma is different thing that, from the word religion. Religion is generally understood as a kind of faith. But dharma is not like that. Dharma is, you cannot change. Just like water. Water is liquid. You cannot make it solid. If water becomes solid, then it is not in the natural state. If you can say the water becomes sometimes solid by less in temperature under certain conditions, but the tendency of water is to become liquid again. Water cannot stand solid for good. This is called dharma, religion. Or say, take it for example as stone. Stone is solid. Stone cannot be liquid. If by chemical process you make stone liquid sometimes as you transform stone to glass, that liquidness of stone is temporary. Similarly, the solidity of water is also temporary. So, similarly, our religion, the dharma, try to understand the word dharma. Dharma, it is a permanent occupation of a certain thing. Just like sugar. Sugar is sweet. You cannot make sugar as salt or pepper is pungent or you cannot make it sweet. So try to understand the word dharma, that it cannot be changed. Similarly, we living entities We have got a dharma or religion. That we cannot change. What is that? So living entities is servant. We are all living entities. But we are all servants at the same time. Is anyone here who can say that I am not servant of anyone? No, that is not possible. Everyone is servant. Everyone is servant. That is the definition given by Lord Chaitanya, Jiver Sarupa Yukta Krishna Das. A living entity is eternally servant of God. That cannot be said. Just like you are citizen of the Australian state, so you must have to abide by the laws of this state. You cannot change. If you say that I don't want these laws, you will be forced to abide by the laws. You cannot change it. Or you cannot make law at your home. Law is enacted by the government. Similarly, we should understand religion means you cannot change and it is enacted by God. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. That is the definition given in the Vedic literature. So this sankirtan movement is meant for purifying our heart. A long association with this material nature. We are thinking that there is no God. I have nothing to do with God. I am independent of God. We are thinking like that. But actually this is not a fact. The God material nature is very strong. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, Devi Dhesa Gunamai Mama Maya Duratra. God has got mighty energy. And they are divided, grasping into three. External energy is a marginal energy. External energy is this material nature. And the internal energy, there is another spiritual nature. As you see this universe, as far as you can see or imagine, it is covered. This is material nature. Beyond this covering, there is another nature. That is spiritual nature. You get this information from the Vedic literature. Parastat bhava anya vachya vachya sanata. As we living entities, we are the marginal energy. That means, if we like, we can live in this material nature. If we like, we can transfer ourselves to the spiritual nature. The spiritual nature is incompatible. Compatible. You can adjust yourself in the spiritual nature, but you cannot adjust yourself in the material nature. That's a material nature. However, you can make your plans for becoming happy, it will be frustrated. Because you cannot adjust yourself with this material nature. Just like this body. This body is a product of this material nature. Now, how about you can take care of this body? How about he may go on making this body very strong and stout? You see, you cannot maintain it. It will be finished today or tomorrow, or 100 years after. You cannot protect it. This is material. But I got the tendency to keep my body fit, strong, anytime. That is my intention. People are taking so much exercise just to become very strong and stout. But nature will not allow it. I was strong and stout in my youth. You have to drop. You have to give up this one. This body is temporary. But our tendency is to live forever. The scientists are trying to how to keep this body fit. One Russian scientist said that by material science, we shall be able to keep this body forever. They may say like that, but in the history, we do not find any evidence that anyone has ever been able to keep this body forever, immortal. That is not possible. But this tendency can be satisfied if you can understand yourself to the spiritual world. Because we are marginal. I have already said that we are in a marginal position. If you like, we can keep on this material side of the nature, and if you like, we can transfer ourselves to the spiritual side of nature. And what we are also spiritual stuff. Therefore, we cannot adjust to this material nature. Our real hankering is how to go to the spiritual nature. But due to our long association with this material nature, we are thinking wrongly that I am a product of this material nature. I will have to adjust with the elements here, but because there is no other way, so as long as possible, let me live comfortably and satisfactorily. This is our nature. But we get some information from Bhagavad Gita. By simply doing one thing, you can make your life permanent, eternal, and never to die again, or never to get birth again. What is that? That Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that janma karma me vidmam jo janati tattva tatta deham punarjanma naiti mamehi kau. Krishna says, simply by understanding about my appearance and my activities, janma karma. Janma means appearance and karma means activity. Janma karma means jivam, they are transcendental. Janati tattva. If anyone understands in truth, tatta deham, that such person after giving up this body, punat janma naiti, do not come to take birth again in this material world, but he comes to me, mami. And if you come back to Krishna, where from he generated, then you become eternally living, not to come back again in this material world full of misery and frustration. So these informations are there, and our propaganda is to train people how to become Krishna conscious, how to understand Krishna in truth, so that next life, after giving up this body, you get your original spiritual body, and it will live forever with complete knowledge and blissful life. And to understand Krishna, from this age, it is very simple. This chanting, process. It's chanting process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is simple. Even a child can chant. You have an experience when he holds looting. Unless one is very obstinate, he joins and chants Hare Krishna mantra and dances on to it extent. He doesn't require to understand what is Hare Krishna mantra. But because it is spiritual vibration, it appeals to the spirit soul and immediately he becomes ecstatic. That is the cause. So by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, your heart, the mirror of your heart, becomes clean so that you can see. Just like mirror, when it is dusty, you cannot see your face nicely. Similarly, when our heart is contaminated with the material infection, we cannot understand our real position. But if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then it will be possible to understand, to see our constitutional position. Cheta Darpanam Mahajanam. And Pavamaha Dabhadrani Mapan. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, there is no expenditure and there is no loss. Just like we requested you, while our students are chanting, to join. What was the loss? But if you do not go, then how you can help you? We are not asking you to pay something for chanting this mantra. It is free, it is open. You have to simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And see the result. Why don't you do that? We are not asking any payment. You are not losing anything. Why don't you make this experiment? But it is our obstinacy. Then what can be done? But if you chant, you will see the result very quickly. Within a week, you see. But that is our request. Ketadarpanamajan. If you chant, then the exotic things which have accumulated in your heart, since a long association with this material world, that will be gradually cleansed and you will be able to see what you want. So without any expenditure, without any loss, if you can see yourself what you want, why don't you take it? What is the objection? Rasita Dattanamajanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam. And as soon as you can see, can have a look upon yourself, immediately the blazing fire of material existence will get extinguished. This material world is supposed to be blazing fire. Blazing fire. It is called blazing fire in the forest. Just like in the forest, nobody goes to set fire, but it sets automatically. Similarly, in this material world, however you may try to lead very peacefully, it will not allow you. There will be some fire. Just like in Pakistan, all of a sudden, they separated from India as Mohammedan on the basis of religion. Now, they are Mohammedans of the same religion as their party. First of all, they wanted to save themselves from fighting from the Hindus. Now they are Mohammedans. They are of the same cult, same religion. Yes, they are fighting. So, you cannot stop this fighting. It will automatically come out, just like the forest blazing fire. Nobody goes to set fire there, but it takes place. So this world, nature of this world is like that. However you may be careful, However you may be peaceful, some elements there will be to put you into trouble and to frustration. That is the nature of this material world. Try to understand. But if you understand your constitutional position, what you are, then immediately this blazing fire will be extinguished and real knowledge come out. If you understand your position, then what is your real occupation, real activity, you will understand. Sita Dattana Mahajanam, Kau Mahadavarni Nidvapanam, Sriya Kaiyava Chandrika Abhitaranam, just like the moon rises from a light on the Pratipada days, on the first moon side, you see just like a line, but gradually it develops, and it becomes a full moon, very beautiful. Similarly, if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then your first vision of yourself, your constitutional position, will be visible just like a line of the moon. But if you go on continuing, you will find one day it is a full moon and brilliant, very soothing and nectaring. You will taste your life as very sublime, beautiful and hopeful. So our method is very simple and it is very sublime, and it is not that you are dreaming. Practically it is happening in every part of the world. We have got so many branches all over the world, and each and every branch you will find devotees like this. 25 devotees up to 100 devotees. In America, my students, these boys and girls, they have been known as Hare Krishna people, bright-faced people. You can compare their face with others, how they are feeling happy and blissful. That's a fact. It is not a story. So, method is simple. Simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I didn't accept this formula. You have nothing to do and there is no loss, but the gain is very great. So I request you that here is a nice place to assemble here to chant Hare Krishna mantra and see the result. That is our request. And if you want to know more, if you don't believe that Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful, if you want to know about this movement through science, philosophy, logic, we have got ample books. We have got already published at least 12 books, 400 pages. You try to understand. If you want to understand this movement through science and philosophy, we are ready. But if you take it as a simple method, without any expenditure, without any loss, chant Hare Krishna. Two sides. Any side you can accept, you will be benefited. That is all. I don't wish to take much of your time, but our method is very simple, and your life will be sublime. There is no loss. The gain is very great. If you like, then take it. Thank you very much. Thank you.